And welcome into another week of Trojan Preview here on KJN. Our chance to speak with Atlantic High School head football coach Eric Waldstein. Head into week number four, a game on the road at ADM. Coach, tough loss last week against a good Glenwood team.
Yeah, they're a heck of a team. We kind of knew they were pretty decent on film, but you really don't know for sure until you go up against them. And yeah, they got a good football team. They're gonna beat some teams this year that that they probably shouldn't beat.
Well, and it looked like, the quarterback had a great day. Colton Wilberding able to do some things, both running and throwing the football. Seemed like Glenwood did have a good chunk of their success through the air. Is that something you're really focusing on addressing here this week?
I mean, the part of the issue with Glenwood is, I think they threw the ball against us more than they had the previous two games. They're a team that they want to run the football, and that's where they have a lot of success is running the football. And so we had a great game plan put together to slow down their run at least. I mean, it's very difficult to stop the run in that kind of an offense, but to at least slow down their run. And they were able to take advantage of what we were doing as a defense. They started throwing the ball on us, and they've got a couple kids out there, receiver, that pretty good athletes, big, tall kids, pretty fast, that, we had a difficult time matching up with at times.
Well, and it looked like your team got off to a decent start. Glenwood did get the first score up on the board, but then you were able to answer right back and get a score right back at them to make it 7-6. And I guess maybe things just kind of snowballed after that point.
Yeah, we couple things went wrong, and we, like I said, I mean, I'm not gonna make excuses. The Glenwood's a good football team. They really took it to us, and they had a great game plan to stop our offense. And again, like I said, they took advantage of what we were doing on defense, and were able to throw the ball. And we tried to make some adjustments, but it's one of those things that. You either take your chances on the passing game, or you give up a bunch of yards rushing. And so, like I said, Glenwood's they're a heck of a team.
Well, I know it's tough to say anything to kids after a loss like that. There's not much to hash out, but I guess what do you tell them? What kind of mindset do you get them into here to try to bounce back and put that in the rearview mirror?
Well, that was, one of the first things we said, after the game was, hey, we got six more games ahead of us and some very winnable games, down the road, and, starting with this week, we need to put this one behind us and just, keep on trucking. I mean, that's all you can do. You can't look back and, woulda, shoulda, coulda, and, we got to stick together. And, we talk all the time about, being a family, and that's what we preach is, we're a big family, and we talked about that, just staying together as a family and don't turn on each other. And nobody played a great football game on Friday night, and nobody can look at anybody else and say, hey, well, I didn't make any mistakes, because everybody makes mistakes on the field. So it was just big on making sure that we're staying together.
Well, and you face a team here this week that may have a little bit of the same mindset. They lost a tough one to another good team in the district, Dallas Center Grimes, here this past weekend. ADM, a team that won their first two games, but as I mentioned, lost that tough one here this last week. What have you been able to take away from what you've seen from ADM so far, Coach?
ADM, they're not a bad football team. They've got some athletes out on the field. They're not real big, comparative to, what Glenwood, Glenwood had a bunch of guys that were, 6'2", 6'3", 6'4", 220 to 260 pounds. ADM's a lot smaller. Size-wise, I think we'll match up pretty well with them. Athletically, I think we'll match up very well as well. DCG kind of got after them a little bit, and they made some mistakes on offense, and they kind of started out this way again. Last year their quarterback had thrown quite a few interceptions, and so we were kind of hoping that we'd get a few from him when we played him, and he's kind of in the same boat this year. I think he's thrown six or seven interceptions already this year, and hopefully we'll maybe this year we'll get we'll get a couple of those ourselves and be able to come away with a win.
Yeah, and it does look like that's kind of what they rely on as far as their offense is concerned is quarterback Frank Weiland, who has been there for him, is back here against this season. Did have some success throwing the ball against you last year, Coach, and it sounds like they like to do a lot of that short to intermediate route passing game as well. Is that something you're really trying to prepare for?
Yeah, I mean, that's, you know, I think that's where we're probably at our best is some of that, you know, the short game stuff and, you know, so like I said, some of the intermediate stuff. You know, we're, you know, teams run fades on us and, you know, it is what it is. And, you know, we talk all the time, you know, about teams are going vertical on us. It doesn't matter if we're playing man or we're playing cover three or we're playing cover four or whatever. It doesn't really matter. You get a, you know, a split receiver out there, takes off and goes vertical. It becomes man coverage real quick. So, you know, so yeah, for us, you know, man coverage, you know, and some of our zone stuff will be really good this week, you know, with some of their shorter routes and, you know, a few of their crossing routes, and a few things like that that they do.
And it sounds like they will mostly play a 4-3 type base on defense against you, Coach. What are you, I guess, game planning there offensively to try to attack that?
You know, they'll try to keep seven guys in the box if they can. You know, and you know, who knows what we're going to see this week. I mean, Glenwood had a pretty good game plan against us. We might see something, you know, fairly similar. You know, but you know, they bail their corners really hard. You know, so we think we can get you know, some of our bubble screens and our quick screens and things like that, some of our shorter routes with our splits out there. You know, get those guys the ball and, you know, let them make some plays and, you know, use their feet to make plays instead of having to throw them the ball. And, you know, I think we'll have a little bit of success doing that as well.
Well, and I'm sure both teams are looking at this game as one that, you know, could be very competitive and, of course, could be a very important game for both teams as they try to, you know, win some games here in district play. Do you feel like it's, you know, that type of need to win game for your team, Coach?
You know, I hate to say this early in the season it's a need to win, but you know, in our district, you know, we've got some very, very good football programs between Creston and DCG and Harlan and, you know, and now Glenwood. You know, they pretty much all become, you know, need to win games, and you know, especially when you start looking at, you know, that that third and fourth spot in the playoffs, and you know, who's going to be fitting into those spots. So you know, yeah, it's like I said, they almost all become need to win games.
Well, and I'm sure as you're progressing here with, you know, really starting to settle in and getting into your program, and you still have a lot of young guys that are out there on the field for you, I'm sure a big focus of that is just looking for that improvement week to week. Is that something you're really trying to take a hard look at with some of these younger guys?
Yeah, you know, I mean, we want our young guys improving every week, and you know, and like you said, you know, we've got a lot of young guys out there playing. I mean, we've got, you know, two seniors that, you know, between Kyle Nelson and Brendan Holmes that, you know, play both ways and don't hardly ever come off the field. And, you know, Ricky Martinez gets a few reps in there at the, you know, at defensive line. But other than that, I mean, we're very, you know, junior and sophomore heavy. We've got a lot of sophomores out there playing football right now, and we've got a couple freshmen out there with Logan Riley and Sam Granner. So, you know, we're young, and you know, if you know, the guys continue to improve, you know, and work hard, you know, in the off season, and you know, to continue to get better, we're gonna, you know, we'll be a better football team down the road than we might be right now. But you know, we really want to focus on this year and make sure, you know, we win as many games as we can, and you know, hopefully send these seniors out, you know, on a good note.
Well, and I'm sure that's something that maybe helps a little bit too with a lot of younger guys out there. They might have that little bit more of a short-term memory. Have you felt like the morale is really good around your team?
Yeah, you know, our morale's been pretty good. We've you know, we've got some good leadership, you know, in our juniors and seniors, and you know, in a couple of our sophomores, you know, like John McConkie, who's really stepped up and, you know, I'm been a leader, and you know, we've got some good leadership, and those guys really, you know, they're good kids, and they get it, they understand that, you know, hey, this is a team game, and we got to stick together, and we can't we can't turn on each other. You know, it's 11 guys out there on the field, and you know, 40 some guys that we've got on the sideline, and you know, we have to stick together as a group. And you know, and like I said, a lot of that just comes from the leadership of those guys that have really stepped up to be leaders this year.
Well, and I know that the injury bug hasn't been real kind to your team so far this year, season, Coach. Your quarterback Kyle Nelson a little bit dinged up last week. What's his status?
We're still holding out some hope that Kyle's going to be ready to go. But you know, right now we're planning for him not to be able to play. And you know, if he's good to go, then you know, great. We'd love to have him out there. If he's not, you know, then that just means, you know, Jackson Eaton's going to have to step up at quarterback, which, you know, he's done previously in games where, you know, we needed to give Kyle a rest. And, you know, so Jackson will be fine there. And then, you know, defensively, Kyle's going to be really difficult to replace just because, you know, he makes so many plays over there. I mean, he's, you know, just makes a ton of tackles. So, you know, it'd be difficult to replace on defense. But, you know, we've got a couple of young guys over there that, you know, we'll give them both a few reps, and whoever's got the hot hand will, you know, be the guy that goes. But, yeah, we're kind of hoping that Kyle will be ready to go, but if he's not, you know, hey, it is what it is. That's the game of football.
And the rest of your team's health, Coach?
You know, other than, you know, we've had a couple season enders, you know, early in the year with Ben Reno and Nate Gifford. But, you know, other than that, everybody else, you know, healthy, you know, good, you know, bumps and bruises here and there, but nothing real serious.
All right. Well, we look forward to what should be an exciting game on Friday night, Coach, and we appreciate you taking the time to talk to us, and good luck to you here again this week.
All right. Thanks a lot.
All right. That's Atlantic Head football coach Eric Waldstein, and that's going to do it for this week's edition of Trojan Preview here on KJAN.